You know, there's some professions that are so stressful, so intense, everything comes down to one pressure-filled moment.
Oh.
Oh, man.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, like secret agents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Do they cut the red wire or the green
one? Oh, my God.
Dude, I know.
I can never remember. It's like left and right. It's really hard for me.
It's a 50-50 shot.
Whichever one they choose, they have to do it with just 1 second left on the timer.
Yes.
That's important.
The bomb won't defuse.
Yeah, they're just sitting there waiting.
It's like, okay, oh, it's a 30-minute timer.
Dang
Come
it.
On.
Or doctors, do they rub Neosporin onto that paper cut? Or should they just play it safe and amputate?
No, no.
Yeah.
That's a paper
yeah,
cut.
Yeah, take the whole thing off.
And then firefighters, they have to decide, should I save the children from the burning flames?
Of course.
Or the Kevin Hart DVDs?
Oh. It's the children every time.
Well, the children have a shelf life, but Kevin Hart movies...
Timeless.
Those are timeless. You can watch those over and over.
So messed up.
On this show, we also have a very important last second decision to make. You have to decide, care or don't care.
Ooh, it's intense.
Oh.
Lives are at stake.
I don't
so
know what to say.
Pick wisely in a brand new edition of Care or Don't Care. I have a list of exciting buzz-related topics in my hand. Let's get right to it with your first headline. Maybe the coolest perk ever to quarantine. Care or don't care?
Oh, care.
Yeah.
Give me anything cool about all of this.
We always hear about all the stuff you can't do while you're in lockdown, but what about the stuff you can do? Well, you may have heard that the NBA is going to be ramping back up here, and teams are all going to be isolating at Disney World in Orlando.
Fun!
They might actually have it better than you think.
Really? Because I saw pictures of their food, and it was not looking so
hot.
Yeah,
there were those early reports about how the dinners were kind of looking like middle school lunches. But what about the other perks that they get to enjoy?
Okay.
Because NBA players are going to get after-hours access to certain attractions inside the theme park.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is not fair. I want to sign a petition and not let them.
Like Expedition Everest, the Rock and Roller Coaster, and Test Track Epcot.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the next day? It's not because they partied and were hungover for the game. It's like they were out too long riding roller coasters.
Bro, sorry, I hit Splash Mountain like 15 times, dog.
Rides like Space Mountain, the Haunted Mansion, and Pirates of the Caribbean, though, apparently not on the list of approved rides for them.
Dude.
This is like my favorite.
Revolt, okay?
The players are also going to have access to 3 golf courses, bowling, plus pool tables, video games, swimming pools, tennis courts, and bikes.
They already have in their mansion.
Well, the NBA gets that. The WNBA gets a deck of cards, but not all of them are even there.
Actually, because of COVID, we're only giving you
half. Yeah, exactly.
Deck. Just in case.
All 49 cards are there.
Each team's hotel are also going to have a squad of barbers, braiders, manicurists, and pedicurists on call to tend to the players
before
their games.
Well, dude, I'm sorry, but you got to look fresh.
I hope they all get full makeovers before their games.
Yeah. Oh, this makes me think maybe I joined the wrong industry.
I don't think you were invited.
I should have stuck with basketball, and I could have been LeBron.
You know what? There's a lot of 5'8" Jewish men in
there.
There
are, you know. Let's go to your next headline. I've tried pitching this exact story to you 4 different ways, and you've never cared.
Oh, no!
Will the 5th time be the charm? Care or don't care?
I'm so torn.
I know, me too. Because now he's just like begging
he's
us.
He's that desperate. I'm going to give it to you, Jeff. I'm going to say care.
All right. Finally.
Yeah. It better not be bad, bro.
Yeah.
The internet has sparked a lot of heated debates over the years over really stupid stuff. Like, what's the best way to draw an X?
Okay.
Yeah.
Should you bite or lick your ice cream?
Uh-huh.
Is peeling your chicken nuggets justifiable punishable by death?
Gross.
Well, there's a new debate that's been raging on the interwebs. The question at hand is, what's the best way to fold a towel?
Shut up.
Yep.
Oh,
we're nitpicking.
I'm not going to lie. I actually changed up my folding, and it has changed my life. We roll now.
Roll?
Yeah, like you see at those fancy hotels.
Yeah.
We roll.
There's an Australian woman who posted an image depicting 2 common ways to fold towels, and she asked people which one's better. Option A involves folding the towel in half.
Yep.
And then option B involves folding the towel towards the center to create a smaller but thicker rectangle.
Yeah.
I think I pulled wrong.
You never thought people could be so passionate about towel folding, but it sparked a giant controversy.
What about the people who trifold? Is that even on there?
That wasn't listed on here.
Okay.
But one person said, if you fold your towels like option B, you're a psychopath. Another person offered to fight anyone who folds like option A. And some people threw in the third option, which involves rolling the towels, dude, like Brooke mentioned, rather than folding them.
I'm gonna tell you,
them.
It makes you feel like you're at a spa.
Yeah. Where's secret option D? Just tossing them into a crumpled heap on the floor.
Yeah, there you go. That's my method.
See if you care about this. For years, a family wondered what was inside a cardboard box. Then they opened it.
Ooh.
Care or don't care.
I'm sorry, but that's no. You're ooing because of the way
what's
he said
in
it.
The cardboard box?
It's a cardboard box. It's stupid.
It could be. Come on, care,
no.
Please. I need to know.
No, Jeff is selling it. Did you hear? Ooh, this family in a cardboard box.
Okay, you're saying
box.
It's clickbait. Fine, I don't care either.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Jeff. Sorry,
okay,
dude. You're not
fine.
Me
it could have been cool.
You won't believe what beautiful celebrity just ruined their face with a very questionable plastic surgery.
Oh,
care or don't care.
Yeah, I care.
Always care about plastic surgery. Wrong.
I'm just kidding. There's no story to that one. I just thought you'd be a good headline to get you to care. That's payback. That is payback for you insulting me. How does it feel?
I wanted some exploded
lips. How does it feel to have your care not cared about?
I wanted one big right boob. I wanted something.
I'm so sorry, Jeff. That was such a good choice.
That hurt me.
Yeah.
It did hurt. I apologize.
All right. Now we're even. Let's keep going. Woman bites into a gas station sandwich and discovers what? Care or don't care?
I care because I can see myself doing this.
I'm hurt. I care.
Last week, 36-year-old Laura Lee Thompson was on a long road trip when she stopped off at a gas station in Louisiana. She was starving, so she went inside and grabbed a chicken sandwich from the refrigerator.
Okay.
And went back to eat it in her car. That's where everything went wrong.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to know now.
Because she later told a reporter, quote, I bit into my sandwich and felt something hard and kind of crunchy.
Oh, no.
And I knew something wasn't right, so I spit it out, not knowing what it was. Seconds later, Laura realized she just chomped down on a live snail.
Oh,
oh my God! Oh my
no!
God!
There it is. Oh,
what?
We have a picture of it.
Digital Jake showing us a picture. That is nasty.
She took the photos of the snail sandwich and contacted the gas station to let them know what happened. They felt absolutely horrible, and they gave her $40 store credit.
Or that's
they
were it? Like, store credit, as if you're going to go back to the snail place. I mean, I know escargot's supposed
that's
to be.
That's what I'm saying. The French would call that like a delicious treat.
Oh, my God.
Or Shell's like, our marketing scheme is working.
Yeah.
Welcome to Shell Gathering. Yeah. We give you Shell's every sandwich.
Laura Lee is currently evaluating her next options.
Oh, dang. That's so gross.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Yay.
Care or don't care?
Care.
What do you call a bee that can't make up its mind?
What?
A maybe. Oh, it's so cute.
Oh my God, I love it.
That's care or don't care.
Maybe.
Text into 78592. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.